Bradley Fons says he already thought about the environment a lot before he purchased a used hybrid car 3 years ago. He bought a Honda Insight.
And I kind of figured out how to drive it to get the best mileage, but there was no support, no help out there at that point in time to assist me.
Eventually, Fons hooked up with a group of hybrid owners in Madison who helped him answer some questions about the car. But this year, with the aid of his family, Fons has done one better. He organized a hybrid owners club in the Milwaukee area.
And put your name on one of these little things for a door prize.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Work. Here, you guys want to work on the door prize thing?
Bradley Fons' wife, Marie, is helping about 24 people check in. This is the first meeting of the hybrid owners group. They get to know each other by their name, their city, and the kind of hybrid they drive.
I'm Kathy Moody from Racine. I have a 05 Prius.
I'm Bill Vanas from Waukesha, and I ride in my wife's 03 Prius.
At least you're honest.
My name is Sherry Schneider. I'm from Bristol, and I have an 06 Civic. Picked it up about a month ago, and I'm here to learn a lot because I don't know how to get the mileage you all are getting, but I'm going to learn.
And so Bradley and Marie Fons go into teaching mode, offering encouragement and advice about how to get the most miles per gallon from the cars. The hybrid of gas engine and electric batteries usually costs more to buy than similarly sized conventional cars. So the new owners are anxious about getting the best mileage possible. Bradley Fons preaches patience. He says for new vehicles, owners have to work through the car's several thousand mile break-in period before they get the kind of gas efficiency the cars can reach.
So if you're getting in the 40s, you know, high 40, mid 40s, to low 50s in a Prius and it's new, don't worry about it. You know, it'll come.
Fon says some of these cars will get miles per gallon in the 60s and 70s. Then there are the controversial people who've become what's known as hypermilers, getting 80 or 90 miles per gallon through various means that even the hypermilers concede aren't completely safe. Fons introduces Wayne Gertis, who tells how to steer a hybrid in the air draft right behind 18-wheel trucks.
Hopefully you understand that this close-in is this one car to 1.5 seconds back. It's a dangerous area. I don't recommend anybody doing it, but you're going to find your fuel economy go through the roof on that.
The owner's club that the Fons family has organized also takes club members out in hybrids for some lessons on the road.
So we'll go down, you know, another set of streets.
Bradley Fons sits in the front passenger seat of a Toyota hybrid. He's teaching a club member named Bill a driving method called the Pulse and Glide. Basically, it involves only occasionally tapping the gas pedal and coasting a lot so that neither the car's motor or electric battery system is operating much. When Pulse and Glide is done right, a monitor on the dashboard reports a surge in fuel efficiency. After some difficulty, Fons helps Bill get the hang of it.
All right. Foot totally off, now just on a little. There you are. You're in it. Hold it.
You take your foot off when you're in there, though?
No. Right? No, you have to leave pressure on there. Now. Boy, that was the longest glide you did.
It's moments like these that make Bradley Fons glad to be spreading the hybrid car message. But Fons sees an opportunity for members of his club to go outside the group and become pro-hybrid activists.
Hoping dealers get more hybrid cars. I'm working for candidates that push alternative fuels, sustainable energy, anything that can be done, because at this point in time it hasn't been coming from the government. They've done some, but our group doesn't feel that they've done enough.
Fons says politicians should listen to hybrid owners and hybrid clubs because they're offering part of the solution to America's oil addiction. Fons's club now has 90 members, and many of them are signed up to be at the Hybrid Fest event Saturday in Madison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.